KD Country 94 weather.
Extended warranties on vehicles have become a very popular thing. You may have bought one, but what do you do to take advantage of the benefits when you need them? Kiever Brothers Automotive in Beloit works with most all warranty contracts, and we can be your advocate when you need repairs. Just bring us your car, your concerns, and a copy of the warranty contract, and we take care of the rest. Let our fast, friendly service help you get the most out of your extended warranty contract. Find Kiever Brothers Automotive just south of the courthouse in Beloit or on the web at kieverbrothers.com.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Bright sunshine this afternoon with a high of 78. Northerly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 57. Sunny skies and calm again tomorrow, highs around 82. Turning warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the low 90s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 73.
Hustler Turf commercial mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or are a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like the 104-inch Super 104 and 88-inch stand-on and industrial-leading warranties, Hustler mowers are ready to handle whatever you throw at them. Build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler mower at Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Toland announced $1.5 million will be available for a fourth round of Historic Economic Asset Lifeline grants, also known as HEAL, to revitalize dilapidated and underutilized downtown buildings in small communities across the state. HEAL grants help close financial gaps for communities striving to make their downtown districts more economically vibrant. Since the HEAL grant program was launched in 2021, more than $3.5 million has been awarded to fund 63 projects in 48 counties throughout Kansas. Enhancements have been made for HEAL 4.0 that are designed to set up applicants for even greater success, including a longer application period and a maximum award of $100,000. Additionally, formal bids will be required this round from licensed contractors at the time of application submission. HEAL grants help bring downtown buildings back into productive use as spaces for newer expanding businesses, housing, arts and culture, civic engagement, childcare, and entrepreneurship. Communities that received a HEAL grant in the first round, awarded in spring, summer of 2022, are now eligible to apply again. And the application window opens today and runs through November 10th with award notifications in mid-December. To learn more about the HEAL grant program, visit our website, kdcountry94.com. Full story there. Also, more information about the HEAL program is available via a link on that story. The Kansas Association of Broadcasters has announced the 2023 KAB Award winners for excellence in radio broadcasting for the past year. KD Country 94, Z96.3 Lake here in Glen Elder and Beloit, Kansas, won four Small Market Radio Station Awards. In sports play-by-play, second place for Beloit versus Southeast Saline Boys Substate Championship Basketball by Wade Gerstner. Third place award, sports play-by-play, 2023 Eight-Man Division II All-Star Game by Wade Gerstner, Dusty Dinas, and Todd Clover. Station website, station second place there, kdcountry94.com. With the help of Derek Nestor and Dusty Dinas, and sports feature was second place. The feature was the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, on an interview on the Sports Ticket the past year with Wade Gerstner and Dusty Dinas. General Manager Gerstner commented, being recognized with these awards is quite an accomplishment, especially when you consider that we only have two full-time employees compared to stations with bigger staffs. Whether it be local news, local sports, local weather coverage, local radio commercials, or our local website, we will continue to strive to provide the best coverage our area deserves. We'd like to thank our listeners and advertisers who make all of this possible, end of quote. Since 2009, KD Country 94 has received 98 KAB awards overall, 39 first place awards, while being recognized as a Small Market Radio Station of the Year in 2011, 2012, 2010, as well as 2015. The Kansas Association of Broadcasters will hold their annual convention in October, where station personnel will receive their awards. Have a job opening passed along to you? Start a new career as an employee owner. Osborne Industries in Osborne is now hiring in all production areas, including molding and machine operators, finishing and assembly operators, maintenance, and more. Osborne Industries is 100% employee owned, providing a one-of-a-kind wealth-building opportunity for employee owners to earn company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits include new starting wages, six-week review and raise, single and family health insurance, attendance and profit-sharing bonus programs, and more. View complete job descriptions and apply online at osborne-ind.com/careers or apply in person at 120 North Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners. Osborne Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Today's Community Calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes. 6th Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, hardchoicesbeloit.com. The weekly Great Grief Share meetings will begin today on Monday, August 14th at the Zion Lutheran Church at 1019 Blunt Street in Downs. For more information, call 454-3733. Beloit Elementary Family Fun Night, hosted by the Beloit Elementary School PTO, is this Friday, August 18th, starting at 6:30 p.m. and ending by 8:30. Free meal, fun, games, and prizes. Don't forget your towels. The night will end with a visit from a fire truck. And don't forget the Cocker City Picnic and Twinathon taking place. It all starts with live music and Twinathon from 7 to 9, along with a golf cart poker run on Friday, and a full day of activities coming up on Saturday there in Cocker City. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
All right, Oladokun's been a master here in the fourth quarter. He gets this third down conversion. The game is over. One of those was a quarterback draw. Saints with a four-man front. They're going to throw a screen, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by the Saints at the 21 of the Chiefs, and a field goal now can win it. 24-23 Chiefs. This will be a 31-yard attempt from the far hash. Groupie leans over, waiting for the snap. Placement is down, and the kick is good, and the Saints are going to win the game on a field goal by a Sedalia, Missouri native.
Kansas City Chiefs falling to the Saints in their preseason opener. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We also look at local sports as high school practices are underway for fall sports. The Kansas City Royals continuing on, and the Basketball Hall of Fame inductions over the weekend. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. And local sports area high school and junior high teams can begin fall sports practices today as teams get prepared for the upcoming season. You can check out ncksports.com. We'll be updating all the area schedules and listen to KD Country 94 as well. As we'll have season preview interviews coming when we get deeper into practices. Competitions for some sports will begin later this month.
Chiefs empty the backfield for Shane Buchel. They're 3-by-2. He's got time. Works it near the end zone. Catch made. Touchdown. Kansas City. Justin Ross lives up to the social media hype with an in-cut and a 15-yard touchdown reception.
After trailing 17-0 early, that touchdown pass from Shane Buchel to Justin Ross got the Chiefs within 17-14 on Sunday afternoon in their preseason opener against the Saints in New Orleans. Derek Carr and Jameis Winston each threw touchdown passes to put New Orleans up 14-0. After one, a Will Lutz field goal put the Saints up 17-0 before new backup quarterback Blaine Gabbert connected on a one-yard touchdown pass to newly acquired Richie James to make it 17-7 at half. Ross and Kikoa Crawford each caught touchdown passes from Buchel. Chiefs led 21-17 after three, and Harrison Bunker connected from 36 yards out for a 24-17 advantage. The Saints scored with 1:20 left, trying for two, but the Chiefs made a stop to keep the one-point lead. And as heard earlier, the Saints got an interception and a field goal as time expired for the 26-24 win. Patrick Mahomes played just one series, completing two passes to Clyde Edwards-Helaire for 15 yards. Buchel finished 11 of 18 for 155 with the two scores. Chiefs coach Andy Reid on the opener overall.
It was good to get a game in. The ones, we got to pick up the tempo there, both sides of the ball. Not good enough. So we've got some things to work on there. It was good to get the young guys in. I thought they actually played pretty good, the twos and the threes. Some good things from really all the different positions, being able to come back after being left a deficit and bring ourselves back into the game. You know, you can't finish with a mistake. I mean, that's a terrible way to end the thing. But listen, it looks like the Saints have a good football team. We've got to make sure we get our stuff taken care of.
Two more preseason games remain. The Chiefs will head to Arizona to face the Cardinals this Saturday night. In baseball, the Royals had Sunday off, but finished a quick two-game set with the Cardinals on Saturday night.
As that one's cracked down the left field line, did he keep that baby fair? It's at the pole! It's gone! Tommy Edman with a two-homer night.
That gave the Cardinals a 5-2 lead in the eighth, and it would be enough in the end for the win. The Royals scored one in each eighth and ninth, but fell by a one-run deficit of 5-4. The Royals had won seven straight at Kauffman Stadium after a 12-8 win over the Cardinals Friday night, but St. Louis was able to snap the streak. With the I-70 series in town, the K was packed as manager Matt Quatero addressed the atmosphere.
It was fun. It was electric out there. You know, I mean, I think I've said it a bunch. You know, even when the crowd hasn't been huge, they're into the game. And, you know, I know it was a split allegiance, you know, for this game, but it's an exciting atmosphere. I think our guys really enjoy playing in front of it, and our fans have been good.
The Royals are now 38-81 and are set to start a four-game series with the 63-54 Mariners, with game one at 7:10 tonight in Kansas City. Finally, in sports, the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame welcomed the class of 2023 on Saturday night in Springfield, Massachusetts. Kansas native Gene Kitty was the highlight of the class in this area, as is well documented. Kitty coached the Beloit High boys basketball team from 1959 to 1965 before eventually going on to a legendary career as the Purdue men's coach. Kitty thanked a lot of people for his success with the Boilermakers.
Growing up in Kansas, my parents, Mary and Lloyd, instilled in my sister Norma and I the importance of hard work, loyalty, and family. They showed me firsthand how to love and treat people with respect. In my 25 years as Purdue's head basketball coach, I'm proud to say that we had a graduation rate of 92%. I did not accomplish all of the accolades at Purdue alone. I was surrounded by great people, including, but not limited to, Bruce Weber, Steve Lavin, Kurt Clausen, Glenn Robinson, and Konzo Martin.
The other most popular names that were enshrined were Spurs coach Greg Popovich, the all-time winningest coach in NBA history, and his Spurs point guard Tony Parker. Other players included Dirk Nowitzki, Dwayne Wade, and Pau Gasol. A full look at the Hall of Fame class can be found at hoophall.com, and we'll have more from the inductees on the Sports Ticket on Kitty Country 94. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Kitty Country 94, Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.